Our privilege this morning to be talking to Fred Sitkins. He's the Executive Director of Inland Seas Education Association, part of this season's Swing Shift and the Stars. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me.
Love it, because I get to find out more about different organizations and people who are doing stuff in Northern Michigan. And Inland Seas Education Association teach, and you have big boats and stuff, so give us an overview.
We have, I think, probably one of the most unique classrooms you would ever experience. We have a couple of tall ship schools. These are the schooners you often see sailing around Grand Traverse Bay, and we provide educational programming aboard, teaching students about the ecology of the Great Lakes. Our mission is to develop Great Lakes curiosity, stewardship, and passion. Our tagline is protecting the Great Lakes through education, and I think that does a really good job of explaining the work that we do.
Very nicely.
Yeah, Inland Seas has been in operation now we're in our 29th year, so we've been doing this work for a long time. We've worked with over 120,000 students around the state. Typically, it's about 5,000 students a year that we work with aboard our vessels.
Wow, you just knocked me out on those numbers. I didn't expect that. It would be nice if you could find a dancer that had a passion for Inland Seas education, and I think you did that.
Couldn't have been luckier. We were able to have Mark Shillette. Here is our dancer this year. Everybody knows Mark Shillette is a TV 7 and 4 news anchor.
Yes.
Mark does have a passion for Inland Seas and the work that we do, because his work prior to becoming a newscaster was right in our wheelhouse. He has an undergraduate degree from the University of Michigan as a biology major, and he received a master's degree in freshwater ecology.
And now he gets to dance for Inland Seas Education. So how's he doing?
He's doing pretty good. He's a little bit out of his comfort zone. He will openly admit that, but he's been working really hard at it, and I think he'll put on a really good show for us that night.
So Angie Pierce is kind of keeping him in line?
Yep, I think that's what she says. He's a tall guy. Some folks don't realize just how tall Mark is, and think that's probably Angie's biggest hurdle there, is dealing with the length of his stride.
Well, how do people get involved and support the Inland Seas Education Association with Swing Shift?
Our dance event is on October 20th, but you don't have to attend that event to support Inland Seas. You can just visit our website at schoolship.org. There is a Swing Shift section on that webpage. The unique thing for us this year is we were very fortunate, and we have some nice foundations that support the work that we do. The Herbert H. and Grace A. Dow Foundation is one of those. They put up a matching grant of $50,000. They will match dollar for dollar any donation that comes to Inland Seas through the Swing Shift fundraiser up to $50,000. So our goal is to raise through that match $100,000.
And are you on your way?
Yeah, we're feeling really good. Right now we're sitting pretty close to $20,000. And as I said, our event hasn't happened yet.
At schoolship.org, right?
That's right. Yeah, they can contact us, and they can continue to support us through this event all the way through December. So,
right. Fred Sitkins is the Executive Director of Inland Seas Education Association. Mark Shillette and Angie Pierce dancing for them at Swing Shift and the Stars August 20th. And thank you, Fred, for being on Light 96.3.
You bet. Thanks for having me.